Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Malay Parekh, and you are listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. Special shout out to David Wolf and his podcast team for this professionally produced podcast. And also want to thank our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, Voco Dental Supply Company. Without their support, this podcast will be difficult. Recently, we did a podcast with Matt Allen of Different Kind, Data-Driven Solutions for Dentistry, who shed some light on how data collection for dental practices can ultimately change the way we practice. Well, I decided to welcome him back. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt, and spending time for another podcast with Ascent Dental Solutions and sharing some more insights. Last time, I believe we discussed more about the data-driven dentistry and how your data collection helps and how do you measure the data. For those listeners who may not have heard the first podcast, will you be able to provide a brief overview of yourself and about your company and how it started and what the goal for most practices will be?
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be back chatting with you. So a little bit about me quickly, dentist by training. I care a ton about how we interact with patients and communicate with them because I think it's one of the most important things that drives engagement from patients, drives retention for patients, all of those things. So, you know, if you care more about listening to a little bit more of my bio, go back and listen to the first podcast. What we do at Different Kind is we collect very granular data about the patient experience and their outcomes and soon to be staff experience. And we measure that. We give that back to the dental practices to ultimately help them say, hey, here's where you're doing really great. Here's where you're struggling. Here's where you can improve. Ultimately, that solves real patient pain points and leads to more revenue for practices. It leads to better staff retention. It leads to less malpractice suits. Lots of really cool results that come from this kind of data collection. So that's a little bit about me and what we do.
All right. Thanks for that, Matt. Now, I wanted to ask you, there are so many different data companies out there. There are some focusing on dentistry as well. What makes your Different Kind company's data collection different from all these companies?
Totally. That's a great question. So we are the only patient experience measurement company that I know of that really focuses on measuring the specific parts of the patient experience. So again, if you go back and listen to the first podcast, there are companies that do this in medical. Some of those companies actually do a little bit in dentistry, but have some really big challenges when it comes to actually meeting dental needs, just in terms of integrations with PMSs and, you know, really getting that data back to dentists in an efficient way. And so we really see ourselves as producing a very unique kind of data, a very different kind of data, if you will, because I think a lot of the data that's out there is really financially driven, which is important to have, right? You need to know if there's a hole in your bucket. Or it's marketing data, which is very good data. Google, you know, reviews and lots of the, hey, they clicked here, they did this, the funnel looks like this, right? That's important data to understand because that is a part of the patient journey. The moment the patient searches something online for a dentist in your area, right, and they start clicking around, you can learn some things about their behavior and what they're looking for and how to interact with that. One of the things that we like to say is that there's plenty of good data, you know, from the moment the patient is searching online to the moment they probably will book an appointment at your office, right? They can do that online now. It's pretty easy. It's pretty straightforward. Or if they call, you can have AI listen to those conversations and coach you on those. But the moment a patient actually walks into the office, which I would argue is still the most crucial, if not, you know, one of the most crucial parts of the healthcare experience, because it's the moment you go in to get the care. It's the real trust building opportunity. And that is still a black box for many dental offices, right? Like, what does it look like from the moment the patient walks in the door till the moment the patient walks out the door? As the dentist, you're not with the patient the whole time. As the front desk member, you're not with the patient the whole time. As the hygienist, you're not with, you know? So it's this very kind of fragmented, you know, everyone has a little different piece of the puzzle and no holistic way to understand it from the patient perspective. And so our data really tries to tie that thread through and say, hey, let's open that black box and give you all the real information about what the patient was actually feeling, thinking, and experiencing when they came into your office and beyond.
That's a very good point you put out there, that the dentist may not spend time with the patient all while they're checking in and while they're checking out as well. But based on my personal experience, when I was pretty young, I believe 17, 18 year old kid, I went to a dentist and my parents left that practice only because the receptionist was not very forthcoming. Yeah. The dentist was fine, but the receptionist was not. And as a patient at that time, me left the practice. So I think your point about collecting the wholesome data helps in knowing exactly if a patient is leaving the practice or not, and what is the reason for that. I think that's a solid point you put out there. Now, I believe an average practice does between 750 to 1 million in annual revenue. Mm-hmm. And they have set aside a budget for marketing for 4 to 7%. Now, would you believe that your data-driven dental experience, which will come out of that marketing budget for the practice?
Yeah, so that's a great point. Where does this really hit, you know, in the budget? And certainly we touch marketing, obviously. You know, I mentioned, you know, we're different than Google reviews, but we can drive that after a patient actually submits, you know, our data. We have a custom post-survey screen where they can essentially say, hey, would you, you know, like to leave a Google review, right? You can do that super easily. For most practices, when we talk to them, certainly it fits into that bucket. We also really impact ops, and, you know, where that I think falls for different practices can be a little bit different, but where we see that is like, what are those core services that you're going to need to run your practice? You know, you're going to need to be able to have obviously your PMS up and running. You're going to need to be able to have x-rays. Like, what are those just operational functions where it's like, hey, this has to work and this has to happen. So, you know, it can be creative depending on how people think about it. But certainly we touch those two points. And we also see, you know, a lot of actually clinical overlap. So one of the best use cases, we have a number of different use cases, including like comp structure, right? So if you're hiring an associate, you know, or if you're hiring a hygienist, hey, are they only getting paid on production? Well, that might be okay. But what happens when all those patients never come back because they got treated not that well, right? Or they didn't like their experience? Maybe there should be, you know, a part of their comp that's based on the patient experience, right? So we have customers using it like that. But one of my favorite use cases is we get about 4 to 10 times the amount of data that we collect compared to Google reviews. So if you're getting 10 Google reviews a month, right, you could expect 40 to 100 data points, you know, within our platform. And often practices are getting, you know, much, much more than that. And so one of the things that I love is just this consistent feedback, especially for staff who's out there busting their butt, really doing everything they can. And they're not getting this consistent feedback of like, hey, we noticed that you stayed late and did this thing for us and really paid attention and, you know, understood that I really wanted this and remembered my family or whatever it was, right? They're not getting that consistent feedback. And so our data coming into a daily huddle to say, hey, look, here's 4 great things that patients said about us yesterday. The dental assistant was mentioned by name. The front desk was mentioned by name. You're all really plugged in and crushing it, right? And we see that connectivity piece from the office really increasing, I think, with offices who are using our product well. So that's one of my favorite kind of use cases. So I think it touches a lot of different you know, parts of the budget in terms of, hey, great, if you want to bring it out of marketing, please, that makes sense to me. But it can also touch other points as well.
That's interesting, because the data which your company helps collect the dentist, it touches everything. That's a very, because it affects the practice in the wholesome way, I think it's worth the money. Now, as a practicing dentist, I think the data which we collect with your help, can we use that data for digital marketing purposes? For example, what I mean, in one of my example, I would say that I can use that data when I'm posting a job for an associate, that we have 98% happy patient, or when I'm putting a job on for us for assistants, saying that most of our assistants are happy with the work and personal life balance. Can we use to do all those things? And can we also use that data for digital marketing?
Yeah, 100%. It's a great, great point. I certainly think that's a missed opportunity for most dental practices. You know, for a lot of practices, you see, hey, we are a 5-star dental practice because they found you on Google. And then you go on their website and it's, hey, here's some more 5-star reviews that you just read, right? It's duplicate information. And one of the worst things, we all know this, right? Like when you tell me the same information that I already know, I'm like totally tuned out. I'm not paying attention anymore, right? And so the ability to tell a different story and to differentiate yourself. If you go and look at a lot of dental practice websites, it's like, hey, we're 5-stars and we use advanced technology and we really care about the patient. And you're like, yeah, literally everyone on the street says that. Like no one's out there saying something different, right? So how do you tell a different story? And I think that our data certainly can help do that. And I love the point of, you know, hey, if you want to become an associate here, here's why we're different. Here's why we're better. Here's why you should choose our office over, you know, any other offers that you might be considering. Because we will give you this data. We will be transparent about it. We will not only help you improve your clinical skill as an associate, we will help you improve how you interact with a patient and do all of those pieces. And we're going to focus on that. So I think there's just a lot of really good opportunity to tell a better story and to create meaningful differentiation in lots of different ways.
That's good. Now, one more thing which I wanted to ask you was that your data-driven solution, it sounds like that a group practice or the practice with bigger footprint might benefit from that. But is it also beneficial for a solo practitioner with not that big office?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think one of the things that sometimes a solo practice will think is, hey, I see all my patients. I'm the only one here. So I know everything that's going on. Unfortunately, I think oftentimes that can be misleading because what patients really think is not necessarily what they're going to say to us, you know, all the time. Being able to really understand that from the patient perspective is valuable if you're a solo practitioner. It's valuable if you're the largest DSO in the country, right? You're truly getting into the psyche and hearing the words directly from your patients of, hey, this is what matters to me. And this is, you know, how I, you know, experience the care. We also have service recovery, which I think is just one of those pieces that especially as a solo practice is so critical, right? Like if you're a solo practitioner and you're in private practice, people want that kind of small town, let's say, you know, I live in a very rural area. They want that like personalized feel, right? Because, hey, like, you know me, I've been coming here for a long time. But what happens if something goes wrong? You know, do I call and wait on hold? Or am I having to leave a Google review that's like, hey, I had a bad experience, somebody, and then someone has to call me at 555, right? This way I can just say, hey, here's what happened. Someone please contact me. And now they're in charge of getting in touch with me and I can really have that issue resolved. Even if I just have a question, right? Of like, oh, hey, the doc forgot to tell me about this. Can you please share some of that information with me, right? It just really creates what I like to, you know, think of as just like a wholesome feedback loop that really, again, if you're a solo practitioner or if you're the largest DSO in the country, everyone is going to benefit from that, as well as the stuff that we've already talked about with the staff, right? So I think those are some of the things that I look at. You know, we definitely have solo practitioners, private practice dentists, you know, very small group practices that are using this and loving it and enjoying, you know, the fruits of the, what the patients say about their practice.
That sounds really good. The goal here, I believe, is to make sure that whoever picks up the call and have the trust to call our office, they are seen at the office and we are not pushing them back due to any number of reasons.
Yep.
I think that's a very important point which you mentioned. Now, if someone wants to get in touch with your company, how does that work?
Yeah, for sure. Differentkind.com is our website. Pretty easy. And you can book a demo on there. You can grab some time with us. Feel free to connect with me directly on LinkedIn, Dr. Matt Allen, Dr. Matthew Allen, and you know, more than happy to connect there if that's your preferred method. Or you can certainly email me. My email is matt@differentkind.com. I'd be happy to talk with anyone who's interested and, you know, discuss it more.
Thank you so much for joining Matt today. I really appreciate your help and thank you for educating me, not just me, but also our listeners on what Differentkind can do to save us time and focus our strategies for better results. Again, my name is Dr. Malay Parekh, and you have been listening to Ascend Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. A shout out to Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, Voco Dental Supplies for the sponsorship. Without them, this podcast would be difficult. Again, thank you so much, Matt, for joining us, and have a nice day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.